Winter weather will be returning to most of the Midwest over these next few days, bringing back some stressful conditions for livestock and some travel issues as well. We'll start off with a tranquil day today across the Midwest. Some snow is going to be developing in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. Northern Plains is where most of that precipitation is at this hour, running from Montana into parts of the western Dakotas. As we go through the rest of the day today, that disturbance will work its way eastward, reaching into portions of Minnesota and the upper Midwest in general as we get into this evening and overnight tonight. The precipitation will change from all snow to a wintry mix of precipitation types, and we'll likely see that impacting most of the region from Iowa into portions of Michigan and Wisconsin. Some snowfall will likely reach 1 to 3 inches in the northwesternmost corner of the Corn Belt, while perhaps some local totals in South Dakota could get 4 or 5 inches. We'll expect to see this disturbance work its way through the rest of the northern and eastern Midwest during the day on Friday. It will diminish as it moves eastward, but we'll have that wintry mix of precipitation still occurring in northern areas, while light rain and drizzle occur in the lower parts of the eastern belt. And as we move into the afternoon on Friday and into Saturday, the new storm center will form in the southern plains and work its way to the delta and the lower portions of the Ohio River Basin. The storm system will be aggressive from Saturday into Sunday, with substantial amounts of rainfall expected to occur across the delta and the lower eastern Midwest. 1 to 3 inch of rains are likely, with some locally greater totals for the system. On the backside of the storm, a considerable amount of cold air will be present, and that will likely set the stage for significant snows to evolve from portions of the central U.S. plains into the Great Lakes region. The storm system is expected to generate 3 to 8 inch accumulations across a big part of that region, and perhaps some local totals getting upwards to 10 inches will be possible. A band of freezing rain will likely occur in between the heavy snow and the heavy rain event. We'll likely see that occurring from portions of Missouri into parts of Michigan as well. And the ice accumulations will be great enough for causing some power outages and certainly shutting down travel across some of the roads out there at times. Cold air will return to the Midwest behind the storm system this weekend, but we'll see a little bout of cold occurring before then. The cold air will be in the northern plains and parts of the western Corn Belt as we go through the night tonight and tomorrow. That cold air mass will likely bring in temperatures down considerably colder from where they will be today. A lot of teens and 20s will likely occur from Kansas northward. Some single-digit readings will occur in the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota tomorrow. Today's afternoon temperatures will be rather balmy in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. 50 and some 60 degree readings will occur in the southernmost parts of the region, while 40s and 30s will occur across the eastern Midwest north of the Ohio River. As we go on out into the afternoon, tomorrow will still be unusually warm in the southern and eastern parts of the U.S. Some 70-degree highs occur in parts of the lower Mississippi Basin, and maybe in a couple of extremes, maybe getting close to 80 degrees will be possible tomorrow or Saturday. And that will be in contrast with those temperatures in the teens and 20s in the western Corn Belt, setting the stage for some potential for severe thunderstorms and certainly heavy rainfall. Flooding potentials will likely be on the rise as well, especially in the Ohio River Basin and perhaps down into the northern sections of the Delta as well. And that will likely occur as we get into the heart of the weekend. Cold air will overspread all of the Midwest during the early part of next week. Expect to see highs cooling down to the range of single digits and teens in the northernmost parts of the Midwest, while 20s and 30s occur in southern areas. And low temperatures at night are expected to drop below zero as far south as portions of southern Iowa and northwestern Illinois. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.